Lent, Week 4, Friday, Morning Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O God, Creator of us all, from whom we come, to whom we go, you look with pity on our hearts, the weakness of our wills you know. Forgive us all the wrong we do, and purify each sinful soul. What we have darkened, heal with light, and what we have destroyed, make whole. The fast, by law and prophets taught, by you, O Christ, was sanctified. Bless all our penance, give us strength to share the cross on which you died. O God of mercy, hear our prayer, with Christ your Son, the Spirit blessed, transcendent Trinity in whom created things all come to rest. A pure heart create for me, O God, put a steadfast spirit within me. Psalm 50. Have mercy on me, God, in your kindness, in your compassion blot out my offence. O wash me more and more from my guilt, and cleanse me from my sin. My offences, truly I know them, my sin is always before me. Against you, you alone, have I sinned. What is evil in your sight I have done, that you may be justified when you give sentence, and be without reproach when you judge. O see, in guilt I was born, a sinner was I conceived. Indeed, you love truth in the heart, then in the secret of my heart teach me wisdom. O purify me, then I shall be clean. O wash me, I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear rejoicing and gladness, that the bones you have crushed may revive. From my sins turn away your face, and blot out all my guilt. A pure heart create for me, O God, put a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, nor deprive me of your Holy Spirit. Give me again the joy of your help, with a spirit of fervour sustain me, that I may teach transgressors your ways, and sinners may return to you. O rescue me, God, my helper, and my tongue shall ring out your goodness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. For in sacrifice you take no delight, burnt offering from me you would refuse. My sacrifice, a contrite spirit, a humbled, contrite heart you will not spurn. In your goodness, show favour to Zion, rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will be pleased with lawful sacrifice, holocausts offered on your altar. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. A pure heart create for me, O God, put a steadfast spirit within me. Rejoice, O Jerusalem, since through you all men will be gathered together to the Lord. A Canticle from Tobias 13. Let all men speak and give God thanks in Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, the holy city, he will afflict you for the deeds of your sons, but again he will show mercy to the sons of the righteous. Give thanks worthily to the Lord, and praise to the King of the ages, that his tent may be raised for you again with joy. May he cheer those within you who are captives, and love those within you who are distressed, to all generations for ever. Many nations will come from afar to the name of the Lord God, bearing gifts in their hands, gifts for the King of heaven. Generations of generations will give you joyful praise. Rejoice and be glad for the sons of the righteous, for they will be gathered together and will praise the Lord of the righteous. How blessed are those who love you, they will rejoice in your peace. Blessed are those who grieved over all your afflictions, for they will rejoice for you on seeing all your glory, and they will be made glad forever. Let my soul praise God, the great King. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Rejoice, O Jerusalem, since through you all will be gathered together to the Lord. Zion, praise your God, who has sent out his word to the earth. Psalm 147. O praise the Lord, Jerusalem, Zion, praise your God. He has strengthened the bars of your gates, he has blessed the children within you. He established peace on your borders, he feeds you with finest wheat. He sends out his word to the earth, and swiftly runs his command. He showers down snow white as wool, he scatters hoarfrost like ashes. He hurls down hailstones like crumbs, the waters are frozen at his touch. He sends forth his word and it melts them, at the breath of his mouth the waters flow. He makes known his word to Jacob, to Israel his Lord's own decrees. He has not dealt thus with other nations, he has not taught them his degrees. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Zion, praise your God, who has sent out his word to the earth. A reading from Isaiah chapter 53. By his sufferings shall my servant justify many, taking their faults on himself. Hence I will grant whole hordes for his tribute. He shall divide the spoil with the mighty, for surrendering himself to death, and letting himself be taken for a sinner, while he was bearing the faults of many, and praying all the time for sinners. Responsory: It is he who will free me from the snare of the hunters. It is he who will free me from the snare of the hunters, and from the evil word. It is he who will free me from the snare of the hunters. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. It is he who will free me from the snare of the hunters. You know me, and you know where I come from. Yet I have not come of myself. My Father has sent me, says the Lord. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited his people and redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour in the house of David his servant, as he promised by the lips of holy men, those who were his prophets from of old. A Saviour who would free us from our foes, from the hands of all who hate us. So his love for our fathers is fulfilled, and his holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham our father to grant us that free from fear and saved from the hands of our foes, we might serve him in holiness and justice all the days of our life in his presence. As for you, little child, you shall be called a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go ahead of the Lord to prepare his ways before him, to make known to his people their salvation through forgiveness of all their sins, the loving kindness of the heart of our God, who visits us like the dawn from on high. He will give light to those in darkness, those who dwell in the shadow of death, and guide us into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. You know me, and you know where I come from. Yet I have not come of myself. My Father has sent me, says the Lord. Intercessions. Let us pray earnestly to Christ our Saviour, who redeemed us by his death and resurrection. Lord, have mercy on us. You went up to Jerusalem to endure the passion and enter into glory. Lead your church into the paschal feast of eternal life. Lord, have mercy on us. Your heart was pierced by a lance. Heal the wounds of our human weakness. Lord, have mercy on us. You made your cross the tree of life. Share your victory with all the baptized. Lord, have mercy on us. You gave salvation to the repentant thief. Pardon all our sins. Lord, have mercy on us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord God, you have prepared fitting remedies for our weakness. Grant that we may reach out gladly for your healing grace, and thereby live in accordance with your will. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us, and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.